5, 4, 3, 2.
Yo, what up?
Hello.
H3 After Dark. Welcome.
I don't think it's going to be good. Because right now I'm moving like this.
But we're trying.
We're trying. We're here. We're staying.
Did we also hit the live button to make sure that it didn't
Yeah, are we live?
Thing?
We did. We live? It's live and it's counting. We're good.
Yay.
We're good.
Okay.
And awesome. I want to point out one more time, I was not the only one afflicted by this. The smartest right. man I
oh,
know
yeah.
was also afflicted by this. So.
Yeah, once That's I right. saw the smartest man That's that right. I know suffer from it too, I was
yeah.
like, okay, David, Ooh. You're good.
I get a pass this time.
Anyone else? It could have been someone else there. I've been like, look at the goofballs they're hiring over there.
Jack wagons, all of them. Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Ethan is on a competing stream right now. So shout out to Ethan and Hutch.
Don't tell them that. They're doing like serious. They're doing serious stuff there. Anyway, it's
chakra. Bummer stuff.
It's not chakra stuff. Opening stuff like what we got. What do we got? What do you got planned for us, by the way, today?
Well, Dolly Parton is dead. So
hold on, let me go to that other stream.
Yeah, let me just pull up Israel Palestine to take the edge off. Very sad. I just found out as I was setting up for the show that she has passed away. We have a message from her team, which is very sad. I'm gonna pull it up here in a second.
I thought you were going to say we have a message from her and we were doing one of those old like J Station style videos. I was like, come on, Kate. Really?
No,
I went to
never.
The gathering of the Juggalos and this is the content
I
you're
would
doing.
Never.
For?
I would never. All right. So this is from her team posted just an hour ago.
Hey, everyone. My name is Brian Seaver.
This is a
son of Cassie Parton.
Shut up.
And I'm representing the Parton and Owens family today. Sorry. Announcing the passing of my Aunt Dolly, Rebecca Parton Dean. Sister, sis, aunt, granny to one generation and Gigi to the next. This video announcement is something Dolly asked of me years ago before I fully absorbed it as a future reality. As her head of security for more than two decades, a role my father Larry held before me, I have imagined the heaviness of this moment but haven't truly felt it until now. It is an honor that is mixed with absolute pride and great sadness. But sadness lies with us, not with Dolly. Dolly has lived in the light and is in the arms of Jesus, surely met by Carl, her parents, and countless others who have watched her and longed for her to meet them in the heavens. I first went on the road with Dolly as a kid, getting a taste of the road life in the 80s. Dolly opened doors not just for me, but for her entire family to reach the potential we didn't even know was possible. Dolly also opened doors for generations of singers, songwriters, musicians, and dreamers from every walk of life and across every continent. By her example, we believe that anything was possible. She never saw a door she couldn't open, and the doors she opened made and changed history. My family and I have shared a lifetime of beautiful memories with Dolly. But so have you.
Is our internet still good? I'm just making
did this
sure.
Yeah. When did this
We're
happen?
We're still good so far.
Literally today.
I did not know this actually happened.
Really? Yeah, I mean, I just found out as I was putting the final touches on the show. And David, you said that she had posted about like how she hadn't been feeling well and was getting back to it.
Yeah, like a couple days ago, she did an interview of saying like she hadn't been paying attention to her health because she was caring for her husband. But she was like on the road back to taking care of herself. And it was like an interview that got published like 2 or 3 days ago.
So sad.
Yeah, very sad.
So you guys can go and watch the rest of it. Shout out Dolly Parton. Shout out 9 to 5.
Yeah.
Steel Magnolias. And Sweet Dolly. We got some pictures of her here. She was an uncredited producer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. One of the coolest, best shows.
I think I remember reading that.
Right?
Because it came up again when bringing it back, right? Didn't it come up in conversation again?
I think so. Yeah. It came back around, but that show didn't happen. And that's a whole other drama. But, very sad. She was 80 years old. And I guess she'd been having some health problems recently. But we love you, Dolly. Thank you for everything you've done for the world. I was just thinking recently that I want to read her biography or her autobiography because she had led a fascinating life. So, yeah, go listen to some Dolly Parton, y'all, or go watch one of her movies. She's a wonder. She's
go to her amusement park. She has a crazy cool amusement park.
Dollywood. Oh, I want to go to Dollywood so bad.
What's
really?
There?
Oh, it's like an amusement park with rides and food and games
she has like
and stuff.
One of the craziest wooden coasters ever is at her at her amusement park. I used to be like a roller coaster nerd. And yeah, they
oh my God.
So you know about the second biggest wooden roller coaster in North America, the Monster at La Ronde. Six Flags La Ronde in Montreal.
Six Flags La Ronde.
You want to pull up, David? You want to go on the beast, dude?
Fuck yeah,
the second biggest. You know how loud this roller coaster is?
Oh, I bet it screams.
And it's like when you get up to the top, it's like.
What's crazy about the one
that it's better. I'm not selling it well.
No, it's good. That was a perfect wooden roller coaster sound effect. I'm gonna pull that. What's crazy about hers is it's a chain lift, but it like launches you up as you're going up. It's like super fast.
Whoa.
We should, you know, fuck it. Let's pull up a video.
Dude, I want to go
fuck
to
it.
Dollywood.
Let's send AB with the camera.
Fuck it.
Okay, I'll go with him.
I want to go to Dollywood.
You guys go with AB with the camera. Mm-hmm. And I'll take the week off like you guys did when I left.
How's that sound?
How's that sound?
Wow.
Getting like pissed on. We were just chilling. Unfortunately.
pissed in my mouth.
Dude.
You were like, Harley, close your mouth.
Well, yeah, Harley posts pictures. We're not supposed to say a ton, but I will say I saw they sent a picture of a super soaker allegedly full of piss. I think AB did mention that, right, on the show.
And AB's like running from it, and I'm there like.
You're like, oh.
It's like squirting
like,
in my mouth, and I'm like.
Harley, close your mouth. Yeah, exactly. Harley's on his knees, just like
Big Cummy Man.
There we go.
Hey, it's my juggalo name.
Big Cummy Man. Okay. Are you sending a video, David?
I can find one. It's called Lightning Rod.
What is it called?
Lightning Rod.
Lightning Rod.
Lightning Rod. Okay, Lightning Rod. Lightning Rod, Dollywood. Yeah, I've never been. I really do want to go.
What's that place in Florida with all the alligators?
Gatorland?
Yeah.
You want to go there?
No, I want David to be sent there.
Oh. Covered in chicken meat?
You're the one that gets sent places. You can't send me places.
I want H3 to start dispatching all everyone. You motherfuckers to places.
You're like, I'm done. I'm taking a break. All right, here's a little POV of Lightning Rod. I love watching these. My favorite videos to watch from like amusement parks is water slide rides. Do you guys watch those?
No.
I love that shit.
I liked watching the big girls. They went to
excuse me?
Oh, plus size Disney park hoppers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they went to like amusement parks and they explained like what works. What's like what you can't fit in or what you do?
Hang on 1 second. Excuse me. Someone said, Kate, do you know the Lake Compounds wooden one? The Boulder Dash? Yes, I do. Thank you so much. All right, go ahead.
The what?
It's called the Boulder Dash. That's the wooden roller coaster at Lake Compounds.
What's Lake Compounds?
Shout out. It's just a little amusement park that shits on Six Flags.
Where is it?
It's in Bristol, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
Bristol, Connecticut? What's it called?
Lake Compounds.
Okay, Compounds. No, I'm just learning a new thing that I'm just going to shout out randomly at random times for the next 5 years of my life.
Lake Compounds.
Yeah, someone's going to tell me that they're something bristling. I'm like, dude, you ever hit up Lake Compounds? The Boulder Dash goes crazy.
Yo!
And then they're always like, yo, I don't know anyone who knows about the Boulder Dash.
Yeah. Yeah,
by the way, anyone questioning our internet issues, look at both of them in 144p, and that'll explain everything.
It's the people keep stealing the internet down at the office. Kate, you had a very funny joke, by the way, in the group chat, the working group chat that we can't talk about.
What was it?
Because like it's everyone talking about it, but it was the they kept stealing the the internet and you're like, we have to call a meeting with the five families.
Oh, thank you. the five families of Skid Row. I know. Thank you for acknowledging my joke.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Good imagination for that.
I did try it twice and no one cared. So thank you so much.
Oh, you said it a second time?
Well, I said it somewhere else a second time.
I put an emoji on it though, right?
Thank you, brother.
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I did.
I appreciate that.
But yeah.
Wait, what were you saying before that? Oh, about La, wasn't it about La Ronde?
Oh yeah. I told my mom and sister, I was like, you guys could have been doing this. Learn how to use a camera and edit. What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
could be going on cruises.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's a great niche.
When you go on a wooden roller coaster, do you sit in the back, front, or middle?
I don't go on rides anymore.
But when you did?
Boomer.
Didn't really think about it. I hated the idea of waiting in line and desiring a spot at the front.
Hey, David.
Hold on a second, guys.
Hey, David, can you close your mic?
Guys, hold on a second.
My mic is closed. Stuff out.
Oh, someone, I can hear Dan just like loud and clear.
Why are you doxing him like that, Kate?
I'm not. I can't hear you when I can hear other people.
What was I even rambling about? It was probably nonsense, stupid stuff. What was I saying? Who cares?
Oh, we were talking about wooden roller coasters. I was going to say always sat at the back. Because I like getting whipped around.
Is that scarier at the back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're going to get a neck injury.
And if a body flies off the roller coaster, it's going at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where you get the real like whip in the back. Front, you get scared because, you know, you're first to go straight down. But yeah. So shout out.
Yeah. I never thought about it because I didn't like the idea of waiting in line for a roller coaster and then also wanting a seat. And I'm like, what am I going to do? Like try and play the game of trying to be at the thing and then be mad on the roller coaster. Cause I'm not.
Oh
the,
yeah.
Like
no,
it's
no,
all,
no, no,
it's
no.
fine. It's, we're
it's,
good. We're
yeah,
good.
Yeah. It's just got to go to like, you just go where you go. But if you get to go to the back, that's always where I would go.
They don't consider me the body that I have with rides and
it's
water
same.
Slides and stuff. I'm
same.
Off of it. Yeah. Yeah.
God damn. We need to make our own big and tall roller coasters.
One time I went on a water slide and my back is incredibly smooth. There's no hair there. And I just like my body, the way that it's, I think it's like shaped like a bullet a bit. When I went on my back down the slide, it was one that went like, we, and over the first, I was just off it. So I'm like off the slide and I'm like just falling. And there is a slide here, but I am also flying. And I'm like, I'm literally like just falling in the air. And I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Also, these are the last people I want to die in front of.
Yeah,
there's people true. At the water slides. There's so many terrible tattoos here.
Oh,
they're
gonna
see me and be like, "Oh,
just fingering."
Sucks
each other
to
in
be
line.
This guy.
What?
It's not that far off. I am kind of like, "Wait, what kind of water slide is that?" But no. I do know a couple where I could catch some shit like that going down.
Yeah, for sure.
She's talking about water slides in Saint-Sauveur.
Yeah.
Saint-Sauveur water
that
slides.
Lake compounds, everyone's definitely groping in line. That's like a thing. It's like a meme now that like, you know, teenagers in line at the amusement park are just like sucking face.
The water slide park here, I think it's called a Super Aqua Club.
So fucking Canadian.
Super Aqua Club.
Super Aqua Club.
And I think it's French.
It's aqua.
Ah bon. Of course it is.
Yeah. Like all those words, I think they also work in French.
Super Aqua Club.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It does all work. You know exactly what you're getting.
Can we watch this video of Lightning Rod now, please?
Yeah, I've been waiting for you to pull it in.
It's been here, but you guys are rambling about sucking face and whatever.
Well, all right.
Well, this isn't Boulder Dash.
This is not Boulder Dash. This
and
is
I don't give a
Lightning.
Fuck.
Guys, I've been coughing for 2 days straight. I'm sorry.
What's that place? What's it called again? Compound.
Lake Compounds.
Lake Compounds.
Watch how fast it. Oh fuck! It's
dude, this
so
ain't
much
shit
you
compared
can't
to Lake Compounds.
No!
It's like one frame a second.
Oh.
No. Oh. So fast and smooth.
This ride sucks,
so
guys.
Fast.
Look how fast it sends you
fast.
Up that fucking thing.
That is fast.
Isn't this fun, guys? Isn't this so fun? Can you imagine?
That's what I don't like. I don't like when you. Oh, I almost felt it. That was weird.
That's everyone that's been on this ride says it feels like it's going to throw you out of it every second you're on this ride.
Knowing my luck, I'd get tossed out of it.
It's like one of the most intense wooden roller coasters.
Whoa, it does feel, oh my God.
This, the way it's coming through to me, it looks like a 1995 screensaver on a,
yeah?
on a busted computer.
Yeah, this ride's fucking crazy.
I do feel it like in my stomach though. All those little
Yeah.
I love this stuff. I haven't been on a ride in so long. We have fun, don't we, guys?
Yeah.
We have so much fun.
Well, anyway, rip to the goat.
Whoa, and then it ended so nicely. It ended smooth there.
Yeah, then you just sort of glide in. You glide into place. How are we doing, everyone? Are
not
we feeling
good.
Is it are we just gonna soldier
not,
on here?
Not good.
We're just gonna soldier on. Harley, how was the gathering of the Juggalos? What little bits can you reveal? Compare it to Shambhala.
Oh, you can't.
Okay.
You can't.
Okay.
How much I got pushed at the gathering of the Juggalos?
Aw.
Well, I went to the designated pushing zone. I showed you videos of me in the pit.
That's true. You were in that. They did open the pit for Harley. Yeah.
Slamming bodies, slamming into each other. There's various types of wobbly music.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, there's some that's all like, bow, wow, wow, wow. But then there's like these like, whack, 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 whack. And those ones, yeah, exactly. People do that. Should they like grab the bar and they like do that? And then they like push each other and stuff. But Shambhala, even if the music does get to like that whole like, whack, 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 wow, wow, wow. And it is that type of energy. People mm-hmm. still don't pit it up. And there was a couple of years ago, I wasn't there when bro step dubstep was a bit more peak, and they there was a like a little mosh thing going on, and people were really, really bothered by that.
Wait, hold on. People were moshing to dubstep, is that what you just said?
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that.
Oh, that's weird.
Dubstep crowd and a metal crowd, sometimes depending on the dubstep and depending on the metal, could look quite similar.
Okay.
Yeah. And aesthetic and
white and male.
Yeah. And headbanging.
Yeah.
And like running, just bodies running into each other.
Hmm.
But yeah, the gathering, like moshing, is even when there was no one there, there's like two guys just in a circle and like pushing each other.
Come on, let's keep
going. I'm one of them. Of course.
They're just trying.
It was me
and
AB.
Yeah. Just you guys. Oh.
Yeah, but they had good mosh, but they did interesting things. Like you'd go to the show, we'd shower, put on clean clothes, go to I'd go to the show and get Fago thrown on me from the back. Like people like they shake up a Fago bottle and then they throw it, and when it goes high in the air, the Fago shoots out of the bottle and lands on everyone below. But then also like the bottle falls, but it is really now it's just an empty bottle.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting how it always, because I'm always like, that's not good to throw, but you just shake it and it all shoots out. But yeah. So you'll be there and you'll get stuff thrown on you. No one's throwing Fago on you at Shambhala or anything.
Right. They're not
or
throwing
water.
On,
you get water guns squirt at you and stuff.
But that's about it.
Yeah. We were walking and someone was just taking a shit. They were just like there taking a shit in a place that you wouldn't any
not,
other time.
Not a toilet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the vibe is very different. I think ultimately at the end of the day, the gathering is a cheaper experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you could bring your own alcohol in there.
Mm-hmm.
You could leave the festival Shambhala. Like once you arrive, there's no in and out.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring Wait, BYOF? BYOF? What's
bring
Fago.
Fago?
Yeah, nice.
And yeah, Fago's like 99 cents a bottle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it so?
Interesting. So people, it's like a working class festival.
Yeah. It was, although it's still not easy to take a week off of work
true.
And
That's
travel
true.
Somewhere and have the materials.
Right.
but it is far easier to get to than Shambhala.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. So they're the only thing that's comparable to them is that they there's music at both and there's camping. But the Gathering offers a wide array of experiences. Like you said, I saw Sarah Sherman there.
Oh, right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And that was really cool because I didn't know she was going to be there till I was like, okay, who am I going to go see?
That's cool.
Farside, Hatebreed, which is like a hardcore band.
Okay. Oh, Farside was there. That's cool.
Yeah. Right. Really. It was crazy. Vanilla Ice was there.
I don't give a shit about that.
Milli Vanilli.
Nuh-uh. Shut the fuck up. Milli Vanilli was not there.
Yeah.
You're a fucking liar.
Yeah, he pointed a gun at me.
Okay, there we go.
He did. He pointed a gun at me, and then he sucked AB's dick. No, he was there.
Milli performed... Vanilli is two people, you idiot.
Well,
yeah, he was there.
There's
yeah,
Milli and there. Vanilli.
Vanilli is dead, by the way.
Girl, you know it's true.
True.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I love you. Shut up, David.
You know it's true.
Dude, you don't even know my what that moment love. Was like. Remember when he got
I'm caught? In love with you, girl, because on my mind, you're the one I think about most every time. When you pack a smile and everything you do, don't you understand, girl, this love is true.
Okay.
And then, girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's.
David, you gotta watch this shit after. You got homework David. Tonight, buddy. You got homework.
Do you know what we're talking about?
You're talking okay. about Milli Vanilli?
Milli Vanilli, huge group in, well, duo
getting
in
lectured
the 80s.
Now by my parents.
And they were on stage. Was it at a... It was at a concert, not at a like an.
There was an
show.
Awards show, was it an I award believe, show? An MTV one. I think they were set up. They like people wanted
and
it
the
to.
Fucking track skipped, and it was it became
it kept
clear.
Repeating.
Yeah, I was like, "Girl, you know it's, girl, you know it's," and they just like ran off stage. And it turns out it was actually like two much says, older black men. Who
no,
were
no, what
singing
it was
for them, right?
No, they're
they were also
German.
Black,
yeah, they're German.
They're German,
dudes,
and it was two American.
But no.
People.
No. It's crazy. I ended up finding out the story behind it. Mm-hmm. The song Rasputin by Boney M. or Daddy Cool by Boney M. And you do you've heard them. They're noises. Rah, Rasputin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And. What about Daddy Cool? Yeah, these were by Boney M, which Boney was this cool ass black dude and backup dancers. And he looked like he was blasted on cocaine and he was on stage going, singing this and doing it. And then I found out apparently it was this ginger dude who did all the music.
Okay.
He wrote the music and he sang, it was his voice. And,
wait, people
Frank,
are saying he got
Frank
caught,
Farian.
They got caught at Lake Compound. Shut the fuck up.
On the Balderdash.
They were fake singing on the Balderdash for sure.
His name was Frank Farian and he was Boney M, but he knew the idea of like how it would sell better if it was like a cool dude. Mm-hmm. He's not like a cool looking dude. So he packaged it.
Right. Okay.
Boney M was very successful.
Okay.
He repeated it in the 90s. And when everyone went on like, and the two guys that were Milli Vanilli were very attractive dudes.
Yes.
And they sang beautifully. But then they would go on interviews and they'd be like, I am Milli Vanilli. And like it was, people were kind of weirded out. Like that rapper now who has that AI song, and everyone was like, "Why are you British in the song?"
Oh,
but
you're not
in the interview. And he's like, "Oh, sometimes I speak British, bruv," and it's not magic. But that happened all the time. So people thought, but overall, pop music, no one cared. It was killer on the radio, and it's still a great song. And when it got blown up, and everyone found out, and they had to give back their awards and everything.
Yep.
Frank Farian was blown away because he was like, why? Everyone lip syncs. This is nothing. Do you know how many songs are popular that another person sang and this person sings none of it?
Harley.
And it was just like he was blown away by it. But yeah, Milli Vanilli took it really bad. One of them committed suicide. The other one performed at 2:30 a.m. at the Gathering of the Jugglers.
Harley.
And I.
It was at Lake Compounds. Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking serious? No fucking way I bring up Lake on this day.
What's it mean? What's it mean, though? Does it mean that we're going on the balderdash?
Dude, what?
Are we going on the fucking balderdash at 2:30 a.m. with Milli Vanilli? Huh. You're blown away right now, eh?
I am.
Well, you Hang think on. You're something. You don't lie. You think you're a witch or something. Eh?
No, I'm just
you
like,
do. You're like, dude, what kind of powers do I have?
This
what
is
kind
crazy.
Of powers do I have?
All right, let's hear
you
just
think
a
you
little
have powers?
Bit. Shut up.
You think you have powers? Be honest. Do you think you're a witch a little bit?
No, this is just crazy.
You don't want to be a witch?
No, I am a witch.
Okay.
Because
I was going to say, if you're not, you better start manifesting.
Bounce again the next summer.
Oh,
Who was that guy? I thought it was David for a second. Then. I was like,
right, that was him
there?
Running away after it. I am going to lose.
They were terrified. They were terrified the whole time.
Of
they were terrified
they were.
That they were going to get caught.
It was only bound. It was bound to happen.
One of them started taking singing lessons after.
Wait,
the fact.
Did you say
he
that one of them
song.
Committed yeah, one, suicide? One of them,
I thought he committed suicide, or OD'd or something. It was something
Dude,
very
where the
sad.
Fuck is it? Have they just like wiped it from the internet? I don't see it anywhere. But anyway, this is where it happened. Then he just ran off the stage. Oh, girl, you know it's girl, you know.
I guess
it's.
We'll start this video.
God damn it.
You see this alternate David here? It's
that is wild. What?
It's low res, so I don't know, but it just looks like a guy popping up over my shoulder.
Jesus Christ, it's just getting more and more boomer by the minute.
Dude, that is crazy.
Okay, you were watching Coco Melon before.
No, I was not.
Stop. We heard Someone said they have a plaque where it happened. What the fuck?
All right, we're going to the plaque.
Milli, but I got to keep. I'm sorry. I have to drill down on this. This is crazy.
We got to send David and AB there, and they have to perform Blame It on the Rain.
Dress up as Milli.
I don't know that one. All right. Is this where it happened? Let me just skip ahead. Oh, yeah. This is the behind the music thing. Oh, my God. I can't believe they got one of them to talk about it. I don't give a fuck if this gets claimed. I need to see this.
Robin Fab, by the way.
There it is. There it is. What?
Robin Fab.
And it might get claimed.
Oh, it won't. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Fine. Shh,
it'll be fine. David. Right. Look how bad the resolution is. Nothing's getting claimed.
The whole stream is bad resolution.
Wait, what the fuck? All right. Here we go.
Repeated 15 times.
You hear him talking? That's much better than when the song was popular, how he sounded. In
yes.
His English is like 10 times better.
Yeah, it's way better.
So that's why it's also weird.
All right. So here they are jamming out and then they get caught.
Thousands of fans in Bristol, Connecticut.
I cannot believe this.
The unthinkable happened. Their pre-recorded vocal track got stuck.
Girl, you know it's.
They like tried to do it for a second. Tried. He's like remix.
Remix.
It's the annoying remix.
Oh my God.
I think someone said that, or the belief was that it was done on purpose.
Oh, like someone sabotaged them?
Yeah, they just wanted that band done. They were getting too powerful.
It's like, well, bye. Oh, my God.
Guys.
How did we do this?
Guys.
How did we do this?
What, Lake Compound?
We started with Lake Compounds, and we circled back to Milli Vanilli.
To Lake Compounds.
Someone said, is Kate watching this on a PC from 1986? No, there is still a problem with the internet at the studio.
Out of with the quality right now, out of me, Kate, and David, it is technically mostly David's fault, and he's most close proximity to the problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's all my fault, guys.
It's his.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. But it's for sure more your fault than us, because you're like right there.
Yeah.
What could we do?
It's true.
As he buffers.
You can't see. I just crossed my leg also as I started.
Now, okay. Well, the good news is, the good news is for this terrible visual experience that the show today, our main story, doesn't really have a lot of video. So we can still do the main story, which is about Reggie Watts. And the fact that a bombshell article just came out in Rolling Stone last week about his ex-girlfriend who took her own life earlier this year. We are going to be talking about, obviously, suicide and not in specifics, and drug use and addiction and things like that. But anyway, so this big article came out, and now, because of that article, Reggie Watts is being removed from festival lineups, and his theme song that he wrote for a podcast has now quietly been removed as well. So there is a lot of controversy swirling, and I wanted to break it down for you guys. So to start, Harley, you know who Reggie Watts is?
Mm-hmm. David, I am a millennial.
David, do you know who Reggie Watts is?
I do. We were talking about it. He was like,
do you know what stumble upon is, David?
Huh?
Do you know what stumble upon is?
No.
He's not going to know what that is.
Just seeing, I'm just trying to find out what he knows and what he doesn't know.
You can stumble upon these nuts.
Yo. Hey, don't threaten me with a good time.
Yo. Okay, so I put up a picture. Oh my God, I can see it going like this, like loading. So fucking bad.
What is that?
I feel like I'm trying to download a picture of a naked lady on my 96. Family computer when it's like
almost there, almost to the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. 2 hours later. Okay, so I have a picture of Reggie and Kat McCullough. So this is what the article is about. There's now two articles. I've got info from both of them. So, as I said, March 2026, a very recent ex-girlfriend of Reggie's, her name is Kat McCullough, she secretly traveled to Peru and took her own life. And it seems that from that moment until its release this past week, Rolling Stone has been working on an article about Reggie Watts's potential involvement in the deterioration of this woman, essentially, through drug use. And so there is a lot in this article from the Rolling Stone. 9 of her close friends and her sister were involved in the article, as well as 5 of Reggie's former girlfriends. So a lot of people had a lot to say about this guy, which is usually not a good sign. Not boding well for Reggie. I will say the stuff we're talking about, he is not criminally implicated in any way, right? This is talking about the ins and outs of a relationship. And these are things that her friends and family are asserting, not me. And so we're going to deal with the facts that we have from this article. So, and also the writer not only had access to all of these people in her life, they also had her notes app from her phone. Like, they had access to her notes app. Because there are several points where they pull directly from notes that she was taking for herself in this article, which is very interesting. So I think her family really just wanted the full story to get out as they see it. And we also have responses from Reggie's lawyer. He has not made any direct statement, but through his lawyer, he said a bunch of things. So basically what the article alleges is that Kat developed a once unimaginable addiction to ketamine, and that Reggie Watts is pretty much wholly responsible for that. Now, Harley, I know you've had experience with ketamine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you seen it have negative consequences on people?
I don't have anyone in my circle that is even a weekly user.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I don't know anyone who uses it habitually, and I don't understand how, like, you can, because you must, I guess it's at a certain point a tolerance builds up, because it makes you a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like, you might have creative epiphanies in your mind or something, or you might just have like a bad time, or, you know, whatever the case is. I'm not sure how people do it daily, because it makes you fucking dumb.
Right.
I mean, get a load of Elon.
Right. That's his drug of choice, right?
Yeah, apparently.
A lot.
And I mean, like, yeah, there's so many issues. Like, you could pee blood and tolerance.
What?
Yeah, you apparently you build up a tolerance to it to the point that you would have to do so much. And I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard, like, because it's like the type of thing without, like, I mean, doing it almost makes you drunk. Like, you move drunk, you're wobbly, slur your words, you can't express yourself properly with your words, you're wobbling all over the place. So doing that habitually is just, it's rough. It's got to take a toll on you.
Like, that, to do it that often.
Yeah. Regularly. Yeah. And it's also, it's like, you know, I know they hype it up as like a miracle drug, but they do that also with GLP-1s, and there is no miracle drug.
Right.
There is no thing that
there's always a new thing.
And this one is one where they're like, oh, the, you know, people say like it cures depression or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I'm not a doctor. I've used it to party before.
Yeah.
The appropriate way, if it were to be something like that, is monitored and with a doctor. And from what I heard with this, not like your boyfriend who happens to like it a lot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's not how you would do it if you were approaching it in some way to better yourself. I don't even know how. Talk to a doctor about that stuff if you're curious.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's a drug, and it does some crazy stuff. And yeah, there's no, I don't think there's any good drug out there to do daily. And this amount is, you guys know me, you saw the Shambhala video. I looked at some of this and I was like, this is outlandish.
Yeah, right. And for Harley to say that, that's
exactly something. Coming from me, it's it says a lot.
Right. And also, I mean, I only knew of him because he was on H3, and when he came
on, you got him that late in.
Yeah, this was September 18th, 2024.
Oh, so I was like watching him like before Epic Meal Time, even.
And this is, like a month before he broke up with Kat. I'm realizing now. So this is, we'll get to it, but just know that this moment in time is sort of pivotal to their relationship and to her mental health. But he came on the show, and this is him. I'm not even going to try to show the videos because they're all terrible.
We're going to get claimed. Trust me, I know this guy. He's such a stickler.
But he here is showing Ethan a modafinil pill. Have you heard about modafinil?
No, I don't know anything about it. Ethan's hair is crazy.
I know. It's huge. I love it.
It's like pretty sick.
I know. So this was one of many drugs that he talked about nonstop during the
many
show.
Drugs. Many, 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 many drugs.
Oh, we're going to hit with the boomer again. Singing 50
Wish Cent. Death upon me.
No. 50's cool.
50's cool. Okay, great.
50 had a great, speaking of boomers, 50, sorry to sidetrack, 50 had a great thing. A little.
If they just added profanity to Cat in the Hat, it would be an R-rated movie.
Four.
Yeah.
See, I don't. That to me feels so weird. That feels like an adult just being inappropriate with kids, even though they don't know it's inappropriate. Like, that vibe kind of creeps me out.
Will you ever see Animaniacs?
Yeah.
Animaniacs has some crazy jokes that are like, Like also, they like go
Ren
to
and Stimpy too. Like all that stuff.
Animaniacs at one point they go to I remember they're like, oh, get his fingerprints at the police station. They're like, get his fingerprints. Mm-hmm. And then it like cuts to one of them holding Prince, the artist formerly known as, in his arms. And he's like, what do you want me to do with him? And that's crazy. Because like Bugs Bunny is on this show.
That's the kind of shit. I guess that feels, I don't know. As David said, I have not seen the movie, but
you just feel like it's like gives a vibe of like some pedo vibes. This movie. Why is David like this pedo?
Yeah, because he's like a pedo. Definitely what I was thinking.
Good thing the audio is messed up for this one, eh?
Yeah, good thing all of it is.
I think it's all can we so just behind.
Call this? Can we all just call this the lost episode? I'm just
the true lost episode was when I forgot to push live for like 15 minutes. That's the true lost episode.
But we do have that, right? We do have that.
It's recorded. Yeah, it is recorded. Yeah.
I want to put that up.
I'll have you guys know. I saw Cat in the Hat about 2 years ago for the first time ever. I avoided it because I always heard that it was a shit movie. Mm-hmm. That it was so bad that Dr. Seuss was rolling in his grave. Dr. Seuss came back from the dead and was like, you know what? Let's get some more Jews on this one. I don't even like them, but let's do it. Cause that was not it.
Wait. Hang on a second. Hang on. They're now saying audio cut out.
That's not my concern.
No, they're telling chat to refresh. When they refresh, it should be okay.
If they hear this, it's great. I'm actually telling you guys.
Okay. Start over. You guys.
So my name is Big Saucy McKnucklefuck at the Juggalos.
Yes. I love
start
that.
Start the whole thing over or just the Cat in the Hat thing?
Just the Cat in the Hat.
Okay.
I saw it 2 years ago.
Yeah. And I avoided it because I heard it was so stupid. And when I saw it, I watched it and I was like, I don't think this was a good movie at all. And I actually was mad at a lot of part of it. So much so that I enjoyed the whole thing. And I was like, cool.
Okay. All right. Cool.
If someone was like, you want to watch Cat in the Hat? I'd be like, you know, I was just down to sit on the couch and look at my phone for 2 hours with noise happening. Mm-hmm. I would very much enjoy that movie to be happening while I'm doing this. I could also see how people like it. Growing up with it, because it's so one thing about that movie is it really stands out visually. I know they were talking about how it looked visually yesterday, and I thought visually it was remarkable. I understand if someone despises that or someone loved that, but it was absolutely remarkable.
It was like basically all practical, except for there's obviously some VFX, but most of it was practically done, and that's why it cost so much money and it was such a big flop.
Well, like, it's crazy because it's like, compare that to The Lorax, right?
Right.
Also, those movies, these are like, and they're also just like, quality-wise, Lorax is far superior movie.
Right.
I also like The Grinch much better. Mike Myers is really weird in that movie.
In what movie?
To be honest.
Cat in the Hat.
Oh, I thought you meant The Grinch.
To be honest, though, like, I do love The Grinch as well, but like, I watched both of those as a kid. And I feel like they were equally as absurd to me as a kid, both Cat in the Hat and How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Did you ever see Ninja Turtles the movie?
Yes.
Yes.
And then you saw Ninja Turtles 2?
Secret of the Ooze, of course.
Yeah, of course. And when I was a kid, those movies were both amazing, 11 on 10, so sick. Mm-hmm. You watch them now and you're like, holy shit, the first one is fully a movie. The second one is like your Ninja Turtles is the only thing keeping you from being a gas station DVD. You know?
Like, I feel like I like the second one better.
As a kid, loved the second one better.
Yeah, yeah.
There was they had that delivery guy that was chill. It wasn't so like, if the first one felt like grim, it was a lot darker, you know? The second one is just like, hell yeah. Toka and Rezar and Kevin Nash is Super Shredder. He came out from the garbage. Vanilla Ice is rapping. You watch it now and you're like, oh, this movie is fucking silly. Speaking of Vanilla Ice, me and AB saw Milli Vanilli at 2:30 a.m. But also Vanilla Ice performed at The Gathering.
That's right.
He came out.
Rob Van Winkle. He's back to Vanilla Ice. Rob Van Winkle.
That's right. He came out doing play that funky music and then started singing other people's songs, like DMX songs and Poison by Bell Biv DeVoe. And he had all these people come out. One of them was Raphael and Ninja Turtle.
That swirls, spins on the table.
Speaking of, you know what? Here's another one. Another one. Hook. Hook was like hated when it came out.
What? Really?
Yeah, it's one of his worst movies at the time. He didn't like it, Spielberg, because he did all outside, inside. They didn't want him to do anything outside, but he obviously wanted it all done outside. But the whole movie's shot inside. And then
Shut
once you know that,
up. It Is kind it?
Of. Yeah, it kind of fucks with it a whole bunch. You look and you notice it. And then you watch it back. You're like, I could see why maybe a fully functioning human being who this movie wasn't made for could rip it apart if they tried. But ultimately, you're like, nah, but fuck that. Rufio's sick.
Rufio's so sick. And then he dies.
David hasn't seen this yet.
Hook?
Yeah.
I watched it as a kid, but it's been a while.
Okay.
I'll watch it again.
He hasn't seen Hook. You've seen Hook better, once, you haven't seen
you
it.
You fucking better watch it again.
Oh, Harley, have you?
Look
have
how little
you?
His fist was so little there. You like, but I was like, you better.
Yeah. Look at it. Very small.
I'm going to knock you out.
Wait, but you're not supposed to put your thumb in.
No.
Because you can break your thumb,
that's
right?
That's right. You're not supposed to do that. But I was just... doing
guys
more of the
we
bit,
gotta
but...
end this it's just not working
what, okay
we have five?
We can
please
go.
Five
yeah.
more minutes
there's no
please,
audio dude there's
more...
no audio
so
even.
What dance dude do dance or something
okay guys we need to
all
end.
Right okay hey
we tried we tried
I miss
I know
it
you can't hear.
I
miss
it I should have appreciated it
yeah we'll
I
should have 6 hours tomorrow
no.
Night.
No.
Three tops. All right. See
didn't
you tomorrow.
Know, I didn't
I
know what I had till it was gone.
Girl, you know it's 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 girl.